This is a recording based on Daniel Siegel's The Mindful Brain. And today I'll be presenting to you a model of the mind. Really, it's a visual metaphor called the Wheel of Awareness that I hope will help you understand what mindfulness is about and how some of the recordings on their website, such as the breathing or meditation or relaxation tapes, can provide you with a sense of healing in your life. So this visual metaphor of the Wheel of Awareness is basically to present the mind as being like a wheel. So picture a bicycle wheel, where you have an outer wheel and an inner hub, and there are spokes that connect the inner hub to the outer rim. Now we'll fill in the details of this wheel. In mindful awareness activities, we develop the hub of the Wheel of Awareness, so the center of the wheel. And we do that so that we can detect any of the activities of the mind which are on the rim of this wheel. This Wheel of Awareness then allows you to sense that there's a difference between being aware of a mental activity or just being lost in the mental activity. So what are the mental activities that exist on this outer rim? Well, we know there are at least 8 types, which you could visualize as sectors on the rim of the wheel. First, there would be the 5 senses that you already know of. So hearing, sight, taste, smell, and touch. These are the direct ways the physical world enters our experience of direct sensation. So we can sense these things, but we can also observe ourselves experiencing these 5 senses. So that is one sector of the rim of the Wheel of Awareness, our 5 senses. Another mental activity that would be on the outer rim of this Wheel of Awareness is something like a 6th sense. And this is a sense of the body itself. So it includes information from the body, such as feeling in your limbs or your muscles, or in your heart, in your lungs, in your stomach. And it's really a way of perceiving the inner world of the body. And this is information we sense, and our brain can register this information. So that would be the 6th sense, a sense of the body. Another mental activity we can identify on the outer rim is a 7th sense, which would be the ability to sense the mind. So these are mental activities that take form of a thought, an idea, a feeling. So this sense represents a perceptual map of the mind itself, of our own mind, of the mind of others, and we call this mindsight. This is the capacity to see one's own mind for insight and the mind of others in empathy. So the 7th sense is the ability to sense the mind. Now we could stop there, but it may be that we can also get an 8th sense from our perception of relationships, which is a sense of our relationships with other people, with other beings, with other objects in the world. In a way, the 8th sense represents our connection to a larger world. So those are the activities, or the mental activities, in the rim on the outer rim of the Wheel of Awareness. So when you sit in the hub's spacious, receptive awareness of the mind, in the center of the wheel, you can take in data in the entire rim. So that includes the first five senses that bring in data from the outside world, the sixth sense that brings information about the body, the seventh sense that has information about the mind itself and that of others, and the eighth sense, which has information about the relational connection that we have to the larger whole. And you may even find other senses to include in this visual metaphor. But for now, we'll stick to the eighth senses. So in this visual metaphor, the spokes of the wheel are the way we can visually picture how attention works. And there are different types of attention. And these connect the hub, which is our mind or mindfulness, to the outer rim, which is all the different senses that I just talked about. So one kind of attention, for example, would be when you hear a sound, like let's say a large wave crashing, and your mind goes to that sound. We call that exogenous attention because the thing itself is pulling your attention to it. And in our Wheel of Awareness visualization, we might draw an arrow going from the hub toward the outer rim, toward the five senses sector, in this case hearing, because you heard something. Now, in other cases, another form of attention is one where we choose to put our attention somewhere. For example, let's say I want to examine my memories of every birthday I've ever had to see if I can plan for my next birthday. So there I'm actually sending an arrow from the hub and bringing information back from memory, so that would be my seventh sense, and you might draw that arrow to the hub, meaning you're now drawing out memories from your seventh sense, and you're choosing to do that. So we call that endogenous attention. So we have exogenous attention, which is when one of our eighth senses is pulling our mind to it, or when we choose to draw our attention to one of the senses. In the modern world, so much of life is exogenous attention because there are so many things pulling you towards them. And what mindfulness does in many ways is to develop your capacity to determine where your attention is going to go to. So, the direction of that arrow. For example, when you're doing breathing meditations that you might hear on other recordings on our website, you're developing your endogenous attention, sometimes on the breath, for example. And when something is distracting you, such as a thought, you can imagine a point on the seventh sense drawing your attention to it. But then you become aware of that awareness and you say, whoops, my attention's now on the breath, and that is what I'm doing now. I'm going to redirect my attention. So you learn to distinguish between those exogenous pulls in your attention and the endogenous decision to have a target that you choose to direct your attention to. Now there's another kind of attention that is really a receptive type of attention. And that's what happens when you do insight meditation, when you go from that aim and sustain process that I was just talking about of developing the ability to focus attention and being aware of awareness. Instead, you're saying, okay, let me learn about the mind itself. And in that process, rather than being spokes one way or the other, it's more like the hub itself becomes this spacious, receptive state of awareness. And in many ways, that is the unique aspect of mindful awareness. You've developed the stability of the mind because of the aim and sustain practice, but now you're going to be open to whatever arises. And so any point in the rim of this wheel of awareness that presents itself to you is fair game. So let's say you're going to listen to a meditation tape on our website, and you say, okay, I'm going to listen to a meditation recording now. Now the hub of the mind would be open and receptive with an open heart to receive whatever comes up. So you may get a pain in your belly, you may get a memory or a thought of something that you were doing before or after, or of a relationship to others around you. But whatever arises, you approach it with curiosity, with openness, with acceptance, and love. And this is where we can picture an expanded version of the mind that is open to whatever is. So in a way, you can visualize the hub expanding in this open and accepting way. So rather than saying, oh, I should be a person that's never hateful or never angry or never sad or never ashamed, instead of whatever activity emerges on the rim of this outer wheel of awareness, you say, if it emerges, it emerges. Essentially, you're saying to yourself, I'm more than just the activity on the rim of my mind. And this is where mindfulness is so powerful as a form of healing, because what often happens and often creates suffering is that we get activities of the mind that then confront our expectation that we should never be someone that's angry. So that whenever anger comes, we try to get rid of it. Or that when anger comes, we get swept into it and we lose the larger context. So what mindful awareness does, as represented by this spacious hub of the wheel of awareness, is that it separates awareness from the mental activity of any of the eight senses that we talked about. So that rather than getting lost in pain in your heart, hate in your heart, or images of a lost relationship, you just experience those mental activities on the rim and say, that's what they are. You don't judge them. You don't get rid of them. You don't cling on to them. You just say, this is what is. You say, what I'm trying to do in this part of my life is to develop a more expanded hub. I'm too prone at getting lost in the rim, and I really need to develop my hub of the mind in this metaphor of the wheel of awareness. And what you will find is that this will act as a compass in trying to be mindful. Because if you get lost in the rim, you can try and come back and say, I need to do some breathing and get back to the hub. So that hub is really the metaphor for the spaciousness and the openness and the curiousness or curiosity and accepting and loving mind.